flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan on a football Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. Commanders fall to the Eagles 55-23. Four turnovers, which turned into 28 points. That's really the story of that game. Chiefs beat the Bills. Now, I was
nightmare. Nightmare saying, scenario unfolds.
I was saying this before the break, and I think EB's right. I was like, man, Josh Allen's Phil Mickelson. And what I meant by that is he's really, really good.
Yeah.
But you got Tiger Woods.
I know. It's just
and
the era he's
Josh
in.
Allen is really, really good, but in the playoffs, and he plays well in these playoff games, but in the playoffs, there's like a player two, and he's 0-4 against Mahomes. I mean, there's the overtime game where they changed the rules because of that. They lost, you know, he had a bomb game there. There's the 13-second game, like he leads them on a potential game-winning drive.
Right.
Defense just has to stop the Chiefs for 13 seconds, couldn't do it. And in this game, you know, a couple plays here and there, but one of the things that a lot of angry fans are pointing to is the officiating, because they had the ball, I believe, down three, and they ran the tush push on a fourth down. Or maybe that was when the game was tied before the Chiefs scored. I can't remember exactly. But it was late in the game, in the fourth quarter. And they run the fourth down tush push, and you see the one referee on the one side run on the other side of the line.
They're in different
and
spots.
And you see the other referee kind of like right around the line. And there's a million guys in the middle of the field, and then they put the ball down.
It's idiotic.
And it's short of the line. By the way, I think two plays before that, Josh Allen had hit Dalton Kincaid, and it looked like he passed the line for the first down. Instead, they marked it short of the line.
20 yards away, comes in and spots it back of short of the spot where it actually should be.
They kind of got hoarded.
It's actually maddening watching it.
The thought that, you know, the Chiefs get preferential treatment with these officials, I mean, it kind of bared out the way those calls went.
Right.
I think that the worthy play was just kind of fluky because they ruled it a catch, and there was a penalty on the DB for Buffalo, Hamlin, I believe. So they declined the penalty, and of course, then you run the replay back, and you realize he didn't catch it, and they end up going to score on that. That was kind of fluky the way that happened, but I thought Josh Allen got the first down. They clearly didn't think
that. I just don't know how the most popular sport in America is still being measured by chain gangs and out-of-shape officials running in from the sideline to spot balls. It almost makes the product unwatchable because you just feel like it's so flawed. The way that, I mean, these are massive games being decided by refs spotting the ball from 20 yards away and trying to figure out where the ball goes, and seeing the player here, and then the ball goes back here. Yeah. It's just, it's out of control.
Well, the problem is on a play like that, you've got so many huge bodies, and when you can't see the ball, I mean, even replay.
But there has to be a better system that could be
I know, you
in
want
place.
To put like a microchip in the ball.
There has to be something better than a chain gang, and guys just manually spotting the ball.
Yeah, it'd be better.
I mean,
they've been doing this, the same system as like in the 50s.
But they have replay, so that kind of helps. So you can
not
watch
if it doesn't get the ball spotted.
Not if there's a mass of people.
That particular play, you couldn't see the ball.
Let me say this about the Bills. They suck at the tush push. I can't remember. I guess it's Romo. Whoever was on the call pointed out that they knew that Allen had a tendency to go left on the tush push. Like, you might as well just call it a quarterback sneak, but they're in that formation. The Chiefs did a good job stopping because they stopped it on a 2-point conversion, and then they stopped it on that fourth down. Now, you may be upset with the officiating there. And look, the officiating in Washington's game, a lot of people were upset. You know, there was a late hit.
Sanistro on Barkley.
When there was the non-hold on Saquon Barkley, which I believe Brady noted.
They missed it.
And that was on, I think, that fourth down pass to A.J. Brown.
It's on the fourth and five, Set up another touchdown.
But getting back to Allen and Mahomes and that Chiefs game, in the four losses for Josh Allen, he has led the Bills to averaging 28 points scored in those games. He's got over 1,300 total yards, 11 touchdowns, and one pick. The problem is the defense that's surrounding him. In those four games, the defense has given up 38, 42, 27, and 32.
Sounds familiar. Like,
I mean, Josh Allen can only do so much.
Yeah, well, what I would say there is,
I agree with you.
I agree with Josh. I generally agree with your sentiment, but who leads that other offense?
That would be Patrick Mahomes.
So he's been a little bit better. He's been a little bit better.
Yeah.
I mean, on average, I think if you look at Mahomes' numbers against the Bills in those playoff games, I think he might be at 11 touchdowns with zero picks in those four matchups.
No, he's off the charts.
And yesterday, his legs came into play. They played the Bills in the regular season, and I remember some of these analysts on TV saying that the Bills employed a spy and he didn't have any runs. Well, he had a bunch of runs, big runs yesterday.
He had 11 of them.
But look, Dalton Kincaid's got to make catch. Like, that's where it's not your fault. Like, he faced a ridiculous pressure on that fourth down. It looked like he was just throwing it up for grabs, but he actually threw it to Dalton Kincaid, which would have put them in field goal position, and he drops it.
I don't know. It was in his hands. That's the thing. I mean, the Chiefs make those plays down the stretch in the last 3 or 4 minutes where, some for whatever reason, these other teams aren't making them. They're just not.
And that their tush push, yeah, you can say it was the referees, but it just wasn't as effective as you normally see from, like, the Eagles.
Yeah. I'm not going to say the officiating cost them the game, but it's been an issue. We've already talked about the A.J. Brown thing with Lattimore. I mean, I thought that should have been two flags thrown on both, you know, offsetting.
Absolutely.
I don't know why. I mean, maybe just because Lattimore has that reputation, but
definitely hurts him.
But A.J. Brown, he ripped his helmet off.
That
was bad.
Yeah.
People are upset at the Lattimore pass interference on the third down to Devontae Smith. Now, at minimum, maybe it was defensive hold because he's holding him. But the play before that, he mugged Dallas Goedert. Mugged him.
He mugs everybody. I mean, it's just how he plays. That's why I don't have any use for it.
He does mug people.
He mugs everybody. He's literally no different than St. Juice.
He's trying to get away with it. He's trying to see what he can do by playing physical and get away with it.
He's had an incredible career.
Yeah.
But he's probably lost a step and then grabbing even more.
And maybe the injuries have made him a shell of what he used to be. I mean, we had the previous caller, and then I looked it up. The last three seasons, he's played is 10.
He's missed half the games last year.
He played 9 games this year. I think he played 7 the year before and 10 the year before.
They'll probably bring him back, but I wish they wouldn't. It was a swing and a miss. Didn't work. It's okay. No, nobody's perfect. Didn't work. Turns out he kind of sucks.
I'd be willing to try it if he's physically healthy and he has a full offseason to recuperate and see if it works in 2025.
I know this. He's a polarizing guy. I put something out Twitter during the game, and in 1 minute, it had over 70 responses.
Mm-hmm.
In 1 minute.
What was the majority? Just one.
Anti.
Yeah, there wasn't
backing
him.
Trust me.
Yeah. Oh, I tweeted during the game, he's a liability. And the first responses were, do you even watch football? You know, people just mocking me. But then, you know, then it changes. So you get it all. You get it all.
There's 541 responses right now on Lattimore.
No, I thought he would be a
bigger
factor.
There's a couple people who say Lattimore getting screwed by the refs, which I don't agree. Then it's typical, like barbecue chicken on his way elsewhere, a culture killer, pain in the ass, overcooked,
look, if he
selfish,
was,
washed, amiss.
If he was a free agent to be and they only traded a six-rounder to get him, I could see them moving in a different direction. But to trade multiple picks, including high picks, and the fact that he's under contract, I think they're going to keep him.
They probably will because of the contract, but I don't just double down just because I gave up a lot for him. Like, if you suck, you suck.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're not happy with it.
You know, if you made a mistake, best thing to do is get out of it, as far as I'm concerned. But whatever. Maybe he can be like a third corner. Maybe
he is a freaking hothead, though.
Mm. Maybe he can play his slot. I don't know. He probably trip whoever he covers and climb on top of him.
Now, I didn't see the full clip, to be fair. So maybe it's out of context, but did you see his post-game remarks?
No, I didn't care.
No accountability.
Basically saying we lost.
Can you find those, Valdez? Yeah. Sorry.
If you want to chime in on Marshawn Lattimore, you can. 800-636-1067. What would you do with Lattimore? Do you give him a second chance? Bring him back next year? Or are you done with him like EB?
I've seen enough. He had two games where he wasn't challenged, so I was told he was great.
It's hard to let go. You gave up high draft capital for him. I have a hard time just parting with him after one subpar half a season.
Sometimes you make mistakes.
Dealing with a hamstring injury.
Sometimes the best thing to do is get out of him.
I think he's going to be the starter of week one of 2025. I don't think he's going anywhere.
Does he fit into the culture, though? You know, the brotherhood that Quinn talks about and the special culture that they built.
Maybe the guys love him. They probably love him because he's, you know, he's a feisty guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of those guys where he's on your side. You tend to love him. I just don't like all the penalties. I mean, I literally don't think I actually think he had more penalties than St. Just.
You may be right. It just might be a whiff.
I think he had more.
He probably had five just in the Eagles games total.
Like I said, Drab likened it to the acquisition of Josh Norman, where it was like, okay, on paper, this guy is supposed to be good, and then it just didn't work out.
Sometimes it doesn't work out. Sometimes the best thing to do is get out of a mistake.
Cut your losses.
Get out. Get out.
I mean, they gave him a third, fourth, and a sixth-round pick for him. Now, fifth round came over with
him. A little bit, but what kind of sticks out to you in terms of the difference in the outcome here?
Just the turnovers, you know what I'm saying? We can't win if they were plus three on the turnover margin like that. And that's really it, you know. I feel like we play hard, offense, defense, special teams, but it's just a turnover. You know, that's the difference in the game.
I have to ask about the discovery with A.J. Brown. What did you take away from that?
What I take away from what?
The sort of fight, I guess, with A.J. Brown.
I don't know. It is what it is.
Yeah, he's probably the most unapproachable guy in the locker room.
He doesn't sound like he loves the media.
Yeah.
Sure, the turnovers were the difference in the game. I agree, but also every time you freaking hopped on a guy, and you know they called a penalty on you, it didn't help.
Right, or got cooked.
And you know every time you got burned, or you climbed on top of a guy for 20 yards, that didn't help either, buddy.
I'll say
you won't get a Lattimore jersey.
Lattimore did make one big play.
Got no interest.
To me, he made one big play during this run, and that was that tackle of Bucky Irving on what could have been a game leading drive for the Buccaneers. Instead, they had to run like a third and short and got stuffed because there was a botch snap and they kicked the field goal.
Manny Forbes made a couple tackles too.
Yeah.
I don't remember him if he did.
No, Lattimore was a clear disappointment.
Let's go to John in DC. John, what's up?
What's up, fellas? Hey, the Commanders have a coaching problem. You can keep Lattimore, but Lattimore, I don't think he respects his defensive coordinator. All right? If you want to fix the Redskins, you don't need to do all of these drastic things. You need to get an offensive coordinator and a defensive coordinator.
You don't like Cliff?
Daniels.
Hold on. You don't like their offensive coordinator?
You don't Cliff like – I mean, their defensive coordinator technically is Witt, but Dan Quinn's a big part of it.
Okay, well, Jaden Daniels has just gotten Cliff a 2-year contract with another team because that – Jaden Daniels, to me, is the best thing of the whole season.
Oh, of course.
He played from behind every game. Cliff has been getting too much credit. And what I saw yesterday was no adjustments on defense. What I saw was people not being punished in practice for making too many mistakes. Same thing going on in D.C. Everybody's too nice. You need some no-nonsense coaches in there, man. Hell to the Redskins.
All right, thank you.
Joe Witt kind of is that style.
I think that's a little outrageous.
I think the biggest thing, and I don't know if EB said it on the air, I saw one of your tweets. They're under-talented. We knew that. They're kind of under-talented.
Look, Jaden is a godsend. He's going to save us for the next day. He literally is going to save this town. To what extent, I don't know, but he's going to keep us relevant. But everything else, I mean, Terry's amazing. Outside of those two guys, man, there's a lot of upgrades.
We knew that Peters needs multiple off seasons to get the roster the way he wants it.
Right.
He's had one.
I know it doesn't mean anything.
Let's let him have a few more under his belt.
How many Pro Bowlers do they have?
How many Pro Bowlers?
Yeah.
We had a bunch of alternates. We had like a million.
I don't care about the alternates. I'm talking about the Pro Bowlers who everybody devalues. But
I can't remember.
The Eagles got like 8 or 9. Yeah. The Chiefs have 8 or 9.
We ran hot. It's okay to admit it. We ran hot this year. It was an incredible run. But we got it. We got to dig deep. And I know that Peters will. There's no way we're going to be worse next year in talent. There's no way.
No, it's impossible.
It's impossible.
Right.
Record might be. That's what I said a couple weeks ago, and everyone wanted. I was the worst guy in the country.
Well, I mean, look, 12-5 is hard to get.
It's okay to take to go from 12 back to 10.
Yeah.
Like these things happen.
Just make the playoffs.
Right. They have the key ingredients, and you got to build around them. But at least we got to be honest. There's a lot of upgrades.
And I just disagree with the caller that Jaden Daniels was the entire offense at Kingsbury. I had nothing to do with it. Right. That's ridiculous. I mean, coaches have something to do with your success.
Although I think it was weird yesterday. They started out with like 75 straight passes.
I didn't like the fact that they were
pass heavy.
I didn't.
They were. Well, they realized they couldn't run.
Yeah, they know the Eagles shut down the run.
I guess.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I guess.
You're going to your strength and you're hopefully avoiding their strength on defense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Luke Waldorf. Luke, what's up?
What's up, fellas? Listen, stop whining, man. Marshawn Lattimore is that guy. He has been very hurt. The hamstring has been tore up. Give him a full offseason to heal. Give him a full training camp. I mean, what's the alternative? St. Juice would have got killed.
I don't know.
No, St. Juice is a free agent.
It's called a free agent or a draft pick.
No one's saying St. Juice is better. I'm not saying St. Juice is better.
Okay, so you can't cut the guy. Give him some. Give him a full training camp. Or even if you go in the draft, you're going to deal with a rookie with A.J. Brown and Mike Evans again? No, you got to give him some time. And I'll say this on my last point. Mm-hmm. He's bringing some good added toughness to this team. Everybody's so nice. I'm a brotherhood. I get that culture, all that. But I would love for Jaden Daniels to take the next step and grab somebody by the throat and say, hey, drop fumble the ball again and see what happens. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the way he is.
Yeah, it's not his style, not his leadership style.
And I think Bobby Wagner's pretty tough. That guy made some big hits all season long. He didn't need Lattimore in there to install toughness.
Free agents at corner include DJ Reed, New York Jets, Carlton Davis, Detroit Lions, Byron Murphy, Vikings. These are all high-rated guys. Charvarius Ward, the Niners, Rasul Douglas, Bills. I mean, there are guys, Asante Samuel, Chargers. There are guys out there that they can go pluck. Problem is, he's under contract and makes a lot of money. But, EB, I think you make a good point. Sometimes you got to cut your losses. So they got to make an assessment. We don't know. Yes, they talk about the brotherhood. Did he fit in? Did the guys like him? Does he listen to the coaches? Does he fit into the scheme?
Right. I don't know.
My guess is he does come back next season.
If I had to bet money on it, I'd bet he'd be back, of course. I'm just giving you my hot take.
Yeah.
My opinion. My opinion is he blows. I don't know, whatever.
I mean, so far, he's blown.
They bring him back because they're handcuffed. Is that a good thing?
No.
I don't know.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you
didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The two best games they point to, the ones that they didn't throw, maybe, I don't know. I guess he played great.
We're judging. See, that's the thing. We're judging him against the two best receivers he covered.
He played
if he's
good
making
receivers.
Plays against average receivers, right, well, that's kind of what you want. But you certainly need him to step up against the
You can't the, stop the good guys. What point are you anyway?
I mean, right. I know, but that's my point. My point is maybe he's going to be a better player next year.
A
full offseason.
I mean, in the NFC East alone, he's facing neighbors, CeeDee Lamb, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, his murderer's row.
Yeah. I just think he'd be better somewhere else.
800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up next, we're going to talk to our pal Rick Doc Walker on a Football Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth of the Sing of Truth podcast. The playoffs are here, and that means the race to the big game is on. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I as we follow along this NFL postseason, breaking down the matchups each week and see who will shine when the lights are brightest. You know I speak nothing but the stinking truth. Follow and listen to Stinking Truth on free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.